USA Radio News.
Stocks are lower to end the holiday shortened trading week on Wall Street. A slide in oil prices and a decline in technology shares weighed heavily on the market. At the closing bell today, the Dow was down 178 points and closed the week at 24,286. The NASDAQ fell by 33 points, and S&P 500 lost 17.
Black Friday shoppers are seeking out deals as many as they can. Now, if you're not a big fan of Black Friday, tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, and Monday is Cyber Monday.
Wallet Hub analyst Joe Gonzalez says there are some good TV deals out there now, but you may want to hold off.
When we're just talking about TVs in general, a lot of these bigger electronics, that's where we're seeing really good deals at places like Staples, Office Depot, Target, Walmart. But a word to the wise, if you can actually wait, the best TV deals are always right before the Super Bowl.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Firefighters in Northern California are getting more rain. The National Weather Service is predicting 1 to 3 inches of rain between now and Sunday in the area devastated by the Camp Fire. The fire is 95% contained, but now the concern is mudslides in the area. Why have wildlife advocates in one southern state put out a desperate call for acorns? The answer from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
In South Carolina, the Carolina Wildlife Center has labeled it a major emergency. They say they have taken in more than 900 squirrels this year, and the squirrels have wiped out their nut stash. Now they're hoping families in that vicinity will help spend some quality time together this Thanksgiving weekend in their backyards, gathering up acorns and other nuts so the furry creatures have a nice holiday season as well, and survival. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Please remember you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The World Bank estimates that big corporations pay hundreds of billions of dollars in bribes each year to officials overseas. David Montero has been following the money trail for years. He's author of a book titled Kickback, Exposing the Global Corporate Bribery Network. One of the things I asked David was why this is allowed to continue and what is being done to combat some of the bribes and kickbacks that we see.
Well, one of the reasons that we even have a law outlawing commercial briberies, because after Watergate, Congress discovered that corporations were paying bribes around the world to foreign heads of state. So we tried to outlaw that. That was a major step forward in U.S. policy as far as how to handle a particular kind of corruption that our corporations were indulging in. In the 1990s, the CIA uncovered that many American companies were losing contracts, losing competitions to foreign competitors, losing, in fact, billions of dollars a year because those companies were paying bribes and U.S. companies, at least in theory, could not because of this new law. The CIA actually made it very much a priority to crack down on this, and that was one of the things that led to us seeing more of a crackdown against commercial bribery in the last 10 years. So it affects the American economy because obviously a lot of the companies that pay bribes around the world are foreign companies. They might be French, they might be British, they might be German. And when they pay bribes, American companies often lose out.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.